This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, as Monday presents itself, how do you do? I'm Doug Steffen, the captain of the DJV gang, which includes co-pilot Jennifer Horn, co-pilot Victoria Sheelan. Sheelan's good, Doug.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
It must be all of the pollen in the air. We have actually a beautiful, it's summer sort of for the first time. Since last year, at least where I am, 90 degrees today, humid, not bad. It's a great the atmosphere for growing is this, the hot and humid summer nights and the hot days, things, especially if there's a lot of moisture around in the air and in the ground, things grow, and it's fabulous to see things. You've got little things growing on your porch there, Victoria. I don't mean those other kinds of things. I'm talking about the stuff, the food. People are growing food now.
I should do that, but I should.
Yeah, right. Everybody can grow a little bit here and there and just sort of see how it works. But it's really fabulous as we contemplate summer 2017. First day of summer is a week from this Wednesday. And then we go through the 3 months of, wow, isn't it great? And we complain about the heat. We go to the beach and we drop our phone in the sand and complain about that. All those things. But it's a, I don't know whether it's a, is it a human condition, the love of travel and seeing different things, or just being able to go to someplace different. We have, and that's really kind of what a vacation is. Isn't it just doing something, being someplace different? Isn't that where we kind of, we dream about traveling? I noticed that in the airline news there are three different things here that we've become so, for whatever the reason, because of the dysfunction of these big companies, the airlines now, every time United makes a statement, wow, what's going on at United today, or American, or Delta, or whatever. So United yesterday announced the longest route of any U.S. carrier. Think about yourself. Place yourself in an airplane for 18 hours up in the sky. Just think about how that would be, it's kind of exciting in a way, but then, unless you, if you're sitting in the front, if you're sitting in the back, oof, 18 hours of riding on a plane. The longest route nonstop of any U.S. carrier is from Chicago to Shanghai, 18 hours and 37 minutes in a plane. Now, this is, but think about it this way, because this is what I looked at. Okay, so the new 787 has a range of about 8,700 miles tops. All right? Fill it up with fuel. Don't fill it up with passengers because, you know, in this circumstance, the plane seats 292, but they'll only put 252 in it because there's not enough fuel to get there if you fill up the plane. So let's just say, if you want anxiety, we were talking earlier about anxiety, you don't want to really be thinking this through too much, folks. I'm sure that they've, you know, they've all thought this all through. Okay, so the plane has a mileage capacity of 8,700 miles on one tank, shall we say. The distance between Chicago and Shanghai is 8,270 miles. All right, so you got less than 500 miles worth of fuel to play with. Let's say you run into weather or you got a... You got to do something to get you. Of course, I think if I were the pilot, I'd be sweating a little before. There'd be a lot of gliding going on here and there. But that's you know, the FAA has approved the route, and they're going to start. I think they're starting it in the next month or so. But think about two things. Riding in a plane for 18 hours and then being in a plane that has a capacity of 8,700 miles, and this flight is 8,200 and something miles. So if there's a burp someplace along the way, you kind of, most people get on, they don't even think about that. Do you, when you get on a plane, do you think, oh, really, what's this plane all about? How much fuel is it? Like, for example, the 737s now, the new 737 MAX has a capacity of 4,700 miles, but they're using them on, like, coast-to-coast, New York, Boston to L.A. or San Francisco. That's a little less than 3,000 miles. So they have plenty of extra room. But now they're using... Southwest and Alaska have both asked for permission to use those planes to go to Hawaii. I don't want to get on a 737 and fly to Hawaii. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be, you know, there's nothing, hello, between Los Angeles and Honolulu. What is
there's no stopping point.
There is
no 7-Elevens out in the middle of the Pacific.
No, nada, nothing. So...
It's funny, I don't think about the fuel because that's, you know, you have to do the equations and all that. But I do notice when I get on planes, and this has nothing to do with how well the plane flies on it, but I always look around because I think probably the most, I had two nerve-wracking flights in my life. One, the route from Burbank to Las Vegas is ridiculous because it's so much turbulence and the mountains create so much turbulence.
Yeah.
And I had one flight that was particularly really bad. But flying to Cancun, my friends had done the travel arrangements, and they went through Costco travel, which is fine. I mean, the tour package was everything, but it was fine. But when you get on the plane, they actually take, like, old, out-of-commission planes that they've now made into, like, private buses, basically,
Some of these airlines are... They sell off the old planes and they use them for charters. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I remember this has now been like 10, 15 years. It's probably been 15 years ago. 15 years ago, yeah. And I walk onto that plane and I'll never forget it. I walk on and I was like, oh, and I travel, I used to travel a lot for work. You sit down in the seats and it's just, it's fabric over metal. There's no stuffing left in the seats, pretty much. Yeah. We were all sitting in different spots on the plane. When I sat down, the ceiling, like the ceiling pieces, there were pieces of the ceiling hanging down, not uptight, off on the roof of the plane. And then when they started, when the flight attendant started the safety thing, the PA system went out.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, oh, no. Get me off of this plane.
That's Allegiant Air. It uses all those old MD-80s, and some of them, they're mostly Las Vegas-based. There are a couple of airlines in Las Vegas use old 737s, and they are exactly as you've described. They are...
And then on the way home, the plane was a little nicer, but they gave out cans of tuna fish. That was the meal. It was
ew!
So disgusting. It was so disgusting.
Oh, a whole plane that smelled like tuna fish?
Yeah.
And by the way, we did not go out drinking the entire time we were in Cancun till the last night. And then we had to fly home. And I think all of us about kissed the ground when we got home. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Cans of tuna fish. All right, so here's the next airplane or airline news. Thought it was interesting. By the way, how many of you saw the Tonys last night? Anybody watching Side B?
I didn't. I heard Bette Midler's speech went on for a very long time.
Well, that was okay. I thought the highlight, frankly, and I'm not a Broadway guy. I don't know that much about the theater, but we were watching while I was chewing on a fish pie. And what I thought was best about it, Kevin Spacey did a Bill Clinton that you would have sworn was better than anything
that I heard.
What's his face did on Saturday Night Live? What's the guy's name?
Alec Baldwin.
No.
Oh, you mean the guy that...
Daryl Hammond, right?
Yeah. Okay, so Spacey did Bill Clinton better than Bill Clinton. And then to top it off, you heard coming out of a break the theme for The Tonight Show. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. Why are they doing The Tonight Show of Johnny Carson? Yeah. And so the announcer introduces Johnny as if he were Ed McMahon. And Spacey comes out on the stage and looks like Carson. His mannerisms are perfect. You would think Carson had come back from the dead. It was that good.
Wow.
It was. And you know, I was thinking about Spacey and what a great actor. I mean, think about how he did Nixon in that silly movie about Elvis. and how he...
He was a good Nixon, though.
He really did. He got into it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've noticed that, you know, about him, really, because in House of Cards, he just is he plays an interesting character, but he doesn't have to get into a role. He creates that role, but he takes these other people and captures them so well. I thought it was fabulous, frankly. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because just before the Tony started last night, Delta Airlines said it was terminating its sponsorship of the public theater production of Julius Caesar because it crossed the line, Victoria. Did you see this?
Trending on Twitter, but I didn't read
yes.
into it too much.
Well, Bank of America and Delta had sponsored this public theater. They've been there for 11 years, but they've pulled it because they feel that there was a the presentation of Julius Caesar
was too much like Trump, right?
Yeah, and they said that the free Shakespeare in the Park doesn't reflect Delta's values. The creative direction crossed the line on the standards of good taste, and again, it's another shot at Trump. And they've divorced themselves, which is smart, because a lot of people like Trump who fly Delta. So if you're seen as if you're seen as somebody who supports that kind of stuff, then I'm not going to fly your airline. That's where sponsorship gets into the sticky wicket. You know, the Kathy Griffin thing, most recent example of that. Even if you don't like Trump, all of these things that are being done in the name of humor, aimed at Trump supporters, well, the people who, I mean, aimed at the people who don't like Trump, if you're sort of tone deaf to what society is telling you, there are as many people who like him as don't like him, so why would you alienate them? Right? Is that the question?
Well, I think businesses should just separate from politics in
yes.
general, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
What
right.
about celebrities? Should they separate?
Well, they're individuals. They're humans.
Yeah,
I wonder, because I think a lot of them keep it in the middle so that they don't isolate a
yeah.
fan base.
Yeah,
like, that's what
right.
Ed McMahon used to do. But
yeah,
I,
nobody knew his politics.
Thing.
And yeah, you're never, right. yeah, I mean, you're never going to hear someone like Tom Cruise talk about politics, ever, you know? So that's true. I mean, some just choose to be private about it.
All right, so here's one good story. From American Airlines. This is all over Facebook. This fellow, Russell Lehman, who is a man with autism, this story that he shared I thought was kind of cool. After having a flight delayed, missing his connection, he had a meltdown at the Reno airport. This fellow who works for American Airlines found this fellow curled up behind a ticket counter. Again, we're using as a sort of theme today, anxiety, what happens, distress, that sort of thing. So this guy is sitting behind the counter, and he's rocking back and forth crying, as is the case with people who have certain, I don't know if you call them antisocial, I don't know what you call these sorts of things. Autism is something that isn't, it's a social, not a social disease, it's a disease of your sensory system. Anyway, so this fellow, the American Airlines employee, gets to the guy and says, what's the matter? And so they talk it through, and this guy's name is David something or other, but he takes the guy and brings him to an office, and he just comforts him. And he tries to make the situation the best he could under the circumstances. But this guy had, you know, he had one flight canceled and there wasn't enough room for him in the next one, and he's supposed to be somewhere. And, you know, if you know anybody with autism, you know it doesn't take much to stir the pot. So I just thought I would acknowledge we are so critical of the airlines, and we say that basically they don't give a damn. Well, here's a guy that worked for American that did. And I thought it was something to point out, frankly. That's why I did it. And we've gotten ourselves to 21 after the hour.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
First Annual Country Music Association Awards taking place from the Bridgestone Theater in Nashville, broadcast on ABC in November on the 8th. As a matter of fact, amazing, we're already talking about November. Here it is, June. We thought it was just a second ago, it was April, and 2 seconds before that, it was January. And the beginning of all those award shows that start right after the first of the year. I don't know how many of these Country Music Association Awards are there. It seems like there's one a week. And it almost waters it all down. Isn't that, I mean, what the hell? Why do we need so many of these? Are they that popular?
People, they actually do pretty well, yeah.
Do they?
I think country music's the most listened to format in America, isn't it?
No. News talk is country second.
Well, I mean music.
Yeah, it is. Yes,
of the music genres, it is.
You're right. Yep. Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood are going to share hosting duties. Vince Gill was host for 12 years. Apparently, though, second on that list, Underwood and Paisley are second longest running hosts of this. Why? What is there about the two of them together? What energy, what chemistry do they have together? How would you describe it?
They have a very cute chemistry, actually. You know, the two of them are happily married, but they have a great chemistry on stage.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than you would think they are. I mean, hosting isn't something that everybody can do, as we all know. I mean, it's, you know, you have to have a special skill set.
Yeah.
And they do. That actually works.
You know, I saw it last year for the first time. I'd never seen the CMAs really before, and I wanted to see them specifically, and they were amazing together.
Were they?
Really good.
I just find it interesting to look back over the history of the CMT Awards, or, I'm sorry, the CMA Awards. If you go back to the first year, 1968, the show was hosted by Dale Evans and Roy Rogers.
Wow.
And then you go to 19... The winners that year were Sonny James for Young Love and Bobby Gentry for the Ode to Billy Joe. And they were MCs, I think, as well. Listen to this. Listen to this. Grant was a Sonny James, known as the Country Gentleman when I was doing the Double T Roundup in the 60s. But I happen to like this sort of country music. Anybody share that with me? The older country?
This doesn't even sound country to me, which is funny.
It's like doo-wop.
Yeah.
Doo-wop country. Anyway, Brad said It's extremely flattering for me. I take it seriously. Doing a good job means a lot to me. Every year we figured something else that would make it better for the next year. So it's something to look forward to if you're a big fan of this stuff. Help yourself. All right? All right, so speaking of country music, here's the lineup for the Arkansas Town Revival Initiative. Arkansas is not the number one place, I suppose, when it comes to epicenters of culture. The area is South Central Arkansas. Let's see, oil was the big thing there in the 20s. And, it's not far from Memphis and New Orleans, Muscle Shoals. Starting this fall, September 27th, the city will open up its Murphy Arts District, which is a revitalization of the town, with a big five-day concert lineup. Brad Paisley, Smokey Robinson, ZZ Top. I don't know who Migos is. Who's Migos?
Migos. They're Migos, a hip-hop group. It's a group of three guys, and they've done a ton of stuff this year. They're featured on a new Katy Perry song, a Calvin Harris song, a couple different ones. So
this is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, they are amigos, like amigos?
Yeah.
Away from friends, get it? Yeah. Smokey Robinson's going to be there. ZZ Top, wow, what an eclectic mix. Lyle Lovett, Train, Ludacris.
It's a totally crazy mix, but it sounds great.
September 27th, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. We all know what the economy's like, and we all want to save money, but can you save money on your pets as well? If you listen carefully, you can. First of all, exercise your pet, and don't feed them too much. Health and exercise can go a long way in keeping your pets healthy. It's also a good idea to choose a veterinarian before you need one. Get recommendations from people in the neighborhood. Shop around. Prices can vary greatly from one animal hospital to the next. Having your pets spayed or neutered is not only ethically the right thing to do, but can save money in the future because spayed and neutered pets are less risk for many different types of cancer. And don't be afraid to ask the vet for discounts. Some veterinarians offer multiple pet discounts as well as discounts for senior citizens. Many of the pet food you buy at the supermarket be just as good as some of the really expensive ones, so check with your vet on that as well. And ask your vet for a prescription for medications versus buying the medication from the vet. Sometimes generic prescriptions that you can get at the local pharmacy will save you a lot of money. Think about it. If you follow this advice, you'll save money, your pet will be happy, and so will your pocketbook. I'm Warren Eckstein.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The hour now. Sports coming up. Did I promise that once already?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm usually good on my promises the second time around. So, yes, we will have a focus on sports, who's playing what, and who's going where. First, though, people in the news. President Donald Trump popped in. Now, this could only be your hope. You're getting married in New Jersey, right near his golf course. He might...
Well, no, I'm not near his course. Okay, no.
Right. 2 weeks from today, Victoria will be a married woman, and so what might be the same occurrence has happened on Saturday. He was down at his golf club in Bedminster Township. How far is that from you in New Jersey?
That's about an hour and 20 minutes north.
Yeah. What's it like?
It's beautiful. That's where my mom's from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
My mom grew up there. Yeah, it's gorgeous. I know that the country club there that he has is beautiful. I think Ivanka and Jared, or Ivanka, was running that before they moved to D.C., I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that was one of her things.
So he likes to go down there for dinner on Saturday night if he's not going someplace. You're not going to Florida this time of year. Why go to Florida? Mm-hmm. So let's go down to the golf course and have dinner. So he showed up for dinner, and there was a wedding reception. Newlyweds Kristen Piotrowski and Tucker Gladhill were there. And they were dancing and having a nice time, and apparently the Donald was bored. He sort of reminds me, you know, that I know this type because Uri Geller, my friend, is the same way. After he's had dinner, he gets up and he wanders around wherever he is in a restaurant, talks to people, bends spoons for him, does all that sort of stuff. And the Donald gets the same way. He gets itchy. So he had dinner, and he decided to see what was going on at his golf club. Clubhouse, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so this wedding's going on, and what does he do? He pops in. He decided the Secret Service is trying to figure out what he's doing. He said, come on, follow me. We're going to go see what's going on. So he goes into the reception hall, and there's a wedding going on. Everybody, that's Donald Trump! And at first they thought it was a put-on. They thought it was, you know, somebody playing Donald Trump. And they realized it wasn't. And so the crowd loved him. They were screaming, Donald looking good. Keep it up. And they started to chant, USA, USA. So he danced with the bride and groom. He was, you know, the cameras, every place he goes, there's no privacy. He goes to dinner, and there's a CNN camera in his face. He, unless he shuts the door and keeps them out. So he was in a private dining room having dinner, but then he decided he wanted to walk around, see what was going on. So he walks into this area where the newlyweds are. He signed hats and signed autographs and basically led the crowd. He disrupted the complete. So, you know, you're having it kind of reminds me of that. Wasn't it last week where that jerk, and I'm not equating the jerk to Trump, but that guy who was the best man stops the wedding and asks his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Wasn't
mm-hmm.
that, you know, imagine that going on. So anyway, but the ceremony's all over and they're just having their dinner and they're all having their toast and stuff. And Trump walks in and just sort of takes over for a while. And, yeah, he's done this kind of stuff before. Down in Mar-a-Lago, when the Japanese Prime Minister was in, he dropped in on a wedding down there. He seems to kind of like that. And it's kind of cool. No matter what you think of him, it's fun to have that sort of thing, I think, happen. So, it's fun.
I guess they used to promise it, by the way, to people having weddings. They used to say, if he's in town, there's a good chance that he'll come in. I guess that was one of the things he liked to do.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Isn't that funny? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Why not keep doing it? All right, let's see who else is in the people department. Jennifer Lawrence's plane made a special landing, an emergency landing, engine failure. She was in a private jet flying from Louisville, where she'd been visiting her family. One of the engines popped out at 31,000 feet, not exactly a great feeling.
That's scary.
So they landed in Buffalo, so... The problem is on the emergency landing, the second engine failed, too.
So, what kind of jet are they letting Jennifer Lawrence fly around on? She's an Oscar winner and a huge star.
You use these net jets or some of these other, some of them kind of, if you didn't hear what Jennifer was talking about on the program in the last half hour, you can go to Doug Steffen Now, which is a way for you to follow everything that we say. Tune in radio on your mobile device, your computer, whatever it is, do a search for Doug Steffen Now, and you can get all of our daily shows being cycled. Every hour is repeated in order. So you can listen to hour number four, the last half hour, and get the conversation about the plane.
Jen's nightmare trip to Cancun.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
Rickety plane. But some of these companies that rent planes, they are not using newer planes, obviously, in this circumstance. But she's okay. Everything was fine. I'll tell you what does upset me today, the death of Adam West. He was the original Batman. Batman. I saw him recently. He looked pretty good for 88.
Yeah.
But he died.
He's been on Family Guy for the last 10 seasons, maybe, or something like
right.
that.
Right, yeah. And he was his portrayal of Batman, kind of campy and fun, versus the darkness of the way Batman is portrayed in the movies. When he was asked what being Batman meant to him, he said, quote, I began to re-engage myself with Batman. I saw the comedy. I saw the love people had for it, and I embraced it. So he had carried on that role. There was an animated version of it in the 70s and the 80s that brought him back around. And he looked actually quite healthy. And there was the old rumor about him and the guy who played Robin, who was Burt Ward, about the guys running around the stage in tights and what. Oh, yeah, guys running around the stage in tights. What does that mean? But he was pretty, he pretty much played the role. It sort of reminds me of the guy who played the Lone Ranger. His name was Clayton Moore. And forever, he was the mask. He would go and do personal appearances and have the mask on. So nobody would know, you know, what he really looked like. And that's what Adam West did a lot of. So anyway, passing.
I didn't know he had leukemia.
Yeah. Well, at that age.
I guess he's been battling that for a while. He was 88, so.
Yeah, right. What happened to the Batman theme, Carrie? You were... Harry,
I was letting you sing it. You seem to
know it very well. Yeah, do I do it as well as the original theme?
I don't know. Let's compare.
Bat. That's what all it. Bang. Put the clouds in the screen.
It's pretty close.
All right. God love the guy. Also in the People Department today, Ivanka Trump is working with her dad. I think this is pretty interesting. You were just talking about, did you say that on the air or off the air that she ran the golf course? I think you said
on the air, yeah.
Right, yeah, right. She's very capable, and because of her focus on women in work, and because the administration likes policy weeks, they theme weeks. Last week it was infrastructure. This week it's workforce development, job training programs, and federal government spending, and what they are going to be used for and how you realign them, because most of them are ineffective. So the decrease in the funding for the Labor Department to do these until they get there. See, this is another one of those things. Between the lines here is they cut the budget because there's a lot of waste. Okay? You want us to increase the budget, then come back to us with a budget that is effective and that shows us how, you know, we can use the money effectively. And I think that that's good. So anyway, the administration dedicating itself to helping states also. You see a lot of this trickle down. My friend Chris Walsh, who's the state rep, wrote a treatise over the weekend sort of looking at what is going to be the reality of government as we move forward during the Trump years. Federal government cuts budgets, all right? Then the state government has to deal with it. The states are all cutting their budgets, so it brings it back down to local, which Mr. Walsh maintains, in a manner of speaking, is good because local decisions should be made. You know how we always complain about unfunded mandates? You know how you hear that all the time? Things that are required by either federal fiat or state laws and regulations, they pass them and they don't fund them, so the locals have to pay for them. And so if the locals are paying, then they ought to be the ones who make the decisions on what to do. And that's kind of what this is about. So Ivanka is leading this discussion this week. Every day there's something different. And this is not the first time she's led these conversations. She was involved in a roundtable between the U.S. and Canada on female empowerment in business. And remember the pictures of her and Chancellor Merkel in Germany focusing on vocational training for women and workforce development. When her father had a bad time with Ms. Merkel, she was in there. And you wonder if sometimes that isn't the plan, that he sends her in there to clean up his mess. You think, I mean, honestly, that could be part of it. You think?
I don't know. I don't think that he thinks that there is a mess with Andrew.
Yeah, no.
The only reason she's upset is because he pulled her, you know, I mean, he pulled funding out of the Paris Climate Accord. I mean, there's right. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. But to your point about Ivanka, she's much more visible. I actually just saw her. I glimpsed over at the TV and saw her on Fox and Friends this morning.
Yep.
And what's interesting is it looked like she was talking about women just not being part of STEM jobs, that we make up 47% of the workforce, but that we make up only 23% of the STEM jobs. So, I mean, hey, it's a great goal to have. I mean, you know, especially if she is sort of taking the role of first lady from Melania, you know, I think it's an important initiative.
Okay, let's do some sports here. At 46 past the hour, Jennifer and Victoria, the game 4 of the NBA Finals on Friday. How the heck did the Cavaliers did what they did against the defense that seems to have taken the first three games. When the end came, the Cavaliers crawl back 137 to 116. That was pretty significant. So will they do it again tonight?
Well, they better, or else they lose the whole thing.
Hey, can we say congratulations to the Penguins? They're the Stanley Cup champs.
Yep,
right.
I was rooting for Nashville, but me. Go Penguins. Second year in a row.
All right, so, Jennifer, the focus on the Olympics in 2020, Los Angeles wants to have them. Is it 2020 or 2024?
2024 and 2028 are the ones that they're arguing between, because Paris and LA are clearly going to get them. And so the question is, who gets them first? And so that LA has had a delay in building the football stadium, and I think that might actually create the situation where they'll get them in 2028.
Got it.
Or will get
them. All right, so the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, supposedly the most gender balanced in history, what are they doing at the International Olympic Committee other than being subdued by graft and corruption? What have they got here for women?
Well, the International Olympic Committee announced a program featuring 18 mixed gender events, which is twice as many as they did in the 2016 Games in Rio. The committee estimates just under half of the athletes will be female, so 48.8%. That's also an improvement from Rio, where women accounted for 45.6% of all athletes. On top of pushing for the perfect 50-50 split between athletes, the committee voted to add four youth and urban-based games: surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and karate. They also, you like how I said that?
Nice.
They're also bringing back baseball and softball, which the Olympics now consider as one sport. The IOC president said the move represents a major shift for the Olympics, and he said he's delighted the 2020 games will be more youthful, more urban, and include more women.
Huh. All right. Michael Jordan's sneakers that he wore in the Olympics, how much are these things worth, Victoria?
Well, I don't know how much they're worth, but one online bidder was willing to pay $190,000 for them.
Smelly sneakers worth $190,000. There you go.
Smelly sneakers filled with Michael Jordan's game-worn sweat.
What a value system we have.
I know, right? Well, it's interesting because this is Michael Jordan was, of course, back in 1984, the only amateurs and college players were allowed in the Olympics. Now all of our pros, you know, we kind of wipe everybody away with our basketball players because they're all pro. But back then, he was still in college, and he was a few months away from going into the NBA. And he, of course, famously, the Jordan sneakers are all Nikes. This is a pair of Converse before he got his deal with Nike, which makes them a little bit more rare. And so they had the auction yesterday morning, and $190,000. They're autographed, and this great one guy, I guess, seems really into it. Tell and me. The funny thing is, this is the new record for the highest price for a pair of game-worn sneakers. The previous record was also a pair of Jordans for $104,000, but that came from Game 5 of the 97 NBA Finals.
People are whack. What in the world? You'd buy a smelly pair of sneakers. I'm going to put my manure covered, what do we do? Let's put a pair of my manure-covered shoes on auction
online. I love how Doug is still under the impression that people want to buy that as much as they want to buy Michael Jordan.
I know. Like, I mean, I love you, but you're not Michael Jordan. I mean, Michael Jordan's
I'm
the
Doug
greatest
Steffen.
Basket player of our time.
Well, I'm the exclusive farmer broadcaster in the country. Who else is a radio
I'm
host?
Sure, there's a small market for that, but you know, I mean, with Michael Jordan, it's a little more, you know, a little more mainstream.
Really? Right. So,
good luck with that.
Thank you. 10 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm always pleased to bring you Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He has such great advice, and because I always like listening to him, I hardly ever inveigle myself into the conversation.
No, none in the least.
Never hear me ask for any particular advice on what to do on the house or on the farm. Never. Father's Day is fast approaching. Next Sunday is Father's Day. So with that in mind, Tommy the K is going to help you. What better way to help say Happy Father's Day than with a lot of home improvement toys for your dad? Tommy's got some suggestions for you in the tool department. So the tip's coming up right after these words.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
All right, 56 past the hour. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Home Improvement Radio program, The Money Pit, the author of the book, My Home, My Money Pit, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. Who better to tell you about Father's Day opportunities? What do you have? There must be a punch list here you have, Tommy, for us.
Well, it's my favorite time of the year, Doug, because the manufacturers bring out a lot of new cool tools this time of year just for Father's Day and the DIY dads out there and the tech dads. We can start by talking about some tools that are out from Ryobi, sold at the Home Depot. You know, they have this OnePlus line, and the OnePlus refers to the battery. It's an 18-volt battery, and it works on over 70 different tools. So once you kind of buy into the line, you have a lot of opportunities. But they have a combo kit that's got a drill, reciprocating saw, an impact driver, and a circular saw with two batteries in a case for $199. I mean, where are you going to get four power tools and the batteries in the case for under $200? They also have a new glue gun that just came out. And a lot of folks are loving this because, you know, if you've ever had to use a glue gun, like for crafts or small repairs, they're always messy. They leak all over the place. This is about the size of what you would think, say, a small power drill would be. It's very stable. It's got a two-finger control, so you can control the amount of glue. It's under $30, and it runs on that same battery.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
Nice products from Ryobi. Husky is also out with some cool things. They've got a, you know, if you got the dad that's kind of got everything, you can get him a workbench to keep it all in. They have this beautiful 10-drawer workbench. It's got a black matte finish, and it holds 2,200 pounds of tools. I mean, that's a lot of tools.
Yeah.
It's very deep. It's about 6 inches deeper than typical rolling workbenches. It's got sort of a steel pegboard behind it that'll hold a couple hundred pounds of tools. And we were checking out the drawers because they told me they would hold 100 pounds. Yeah. So we pulled them out, and we're dropping sandbags on the drawers to check them out. And it had no effect. Yeah, because we have fun with stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
of course.
And then one of my favorite new tools from Husky is the new unbreakable aluminum flashlight. Now, most of us have 5 or 6 flashlights in the house. Why? Because only one or two of them work at any one time. I mean, that's sort of a fact of flashlight life. These flashlights were so cool because they run underwater. They're good for a meter underwater. I actually tested them by filling up a fish tank and throwing a few flashlights in it, left it in there for 6, 7, 8 hours, stayed on, and then we froze them and they still work. So lots of great products out from the Home Depot. Check it out at Home Depot or HomeDepot.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.